No, there is just a light change in the weather brought in by a north wind, as the title signifies.
Okay.
But you don't have them as such up in the north particularly. They're just blizzards.
Okay. Now, if you have you go out to drive in the morning, and especially very early, there may be almost like a cloud on the ground. What do you call that? Do you understand what I mean? You're driving through, you hardly see, maybe going over a bridge or something.
It's a mist.
Okay.
It's misting.
Okay, it might be. What if it's very localized and just in low spots?
Fog.
All right. And you might say, it certainly is blank around here, using the term.
Foggy.
All right. If we haven't had any rain for a long time, we say we're in a
drought.
Okay. And if the wind has been very gentle, but it starts getting stronger, you say the wind is...
It's getting stronger.
Okay. Any other terms you might use?
Well, I personally might say it, the wind is really blowing out there.
And if it's doing just the opposite, decreasing, you would say the wind is...
subsiding.
Okay. If you wake up and it's cooler than it was the day before, you find it rather cold, but not freezing, you might say, it's rather blank this morning.
Chilly.
Okay, anything else you might say?
Well, I think I'd say it's rather chilly this morning.
All right. And if there was a white coating on the ground when you woke up, you would say that you had a...
light snow last night.
All right. But if it really wasn't snow, but just a kind of a...
frost.
Okay. If it got very, very cold and everything froze, you might say the lake...
froze over.
All right. And you might say, my geraniums blank because of the cold weather last night. Yeah.
Well, it freezes. If it freezes.
Okay. All right. My geraniums...
froze.
All right.
Last night.
They had not blank in any of the bad weather we had before.
They did not freeze in any of the other bad weather.
They had not...
frozen.
All right. And things rarely blank around here.
Freeze.
All right. In indicating the height of this room, you'd say it's about...
9 feet.
Okay. And the city, you've lived in here in Corpus for quite a while, and you can probably remember how the city grew up and the various sections that developed, if you follow what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
For example, originally you were born and raised really in what is right in the center of Corpus. Is there any particular name or designation for that section?
Yes, we refer to that even now as downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Because downtown is separated from uptown by about a 25 or 30 foot bluff. And we usually say on the bluff,
uh-huh,
and downtown.
Okay.
Denotes the location.
So downtown and uptown are both really the center of town, but one's on below the bluff and one's up above.
That's
the bluff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there other designations for sections of town that have grown up around those areas?
Well, yes, because a lot of the development recent in the last, say, 25, 35 years, the oil development has changed the development west of town, because that used to be a very select